Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market has extended its losing streak to 3 days now, with the ASX 200 down 12 points, or a fifth of 1% to 6,641. We have been hovering around the best levels on record recently, but in the past week or two, the market has started to lose momentum and is now plateauing somewhat. We do have school holidays, of course, continuing, which can keep markets quiet in some parts, but also we've got a key update on jobs growth this Thursday. So some cautiousness ahead of that. That is a key update which could determine what happens to interest rates later on this year. Looking at different stocks and sectors that move the market today, we had quite an even split actually between winners and losers on the ASX 200, but quite heavy losses from energy stocks. This was partly because of a 1% tumble in the oil price last night and also an underwhelming quarterly update from PNG-focused energy group Oil Search, which was down about 2.2%. It announced today that both production and sales were down in the order of 5% over the quarter. The banks also did quite poorly, falling back for a second day. Telstra, which has been a strong performer this year, down by about 2% today. And mining companies did a little better thanks to a 2.5% lift in the iron ore price last night. So Fortescue Metals in particular, it's a pure iron ore play, makes essentially all of its money from selling iron ore to China each year, and generally is a bit more sensitive to the iron ore price move than its larger peers. So its shares were up in the order of 1.7%. Elsewhere, Rio Tinto released a quarterly update today, which was mixed. Look, production and shipments were down, but that was anticipated due to bad weather in WA. What received perhaps more attention was the fact that it flagged the need to spend more money on developing a copper mine in Mongolia than it would have previously expected. In fact, up to $2 billion more. So its shares did fall back this afternoon. We had a number of major stocks today receiving either price targets cuts from some big brokers or receiving broker downgrades. This included NIB, which was down 4%, Perpetual, which was down almost 6%, Domino's, which was down about 4.5%. And on the economic front, the Reserve Bank board minutes were out today, essentially showing us that, yes, we've had two rate cuts recently, but the RBA could very well sit on its hands until making a decision perhaps later on this year. And an update on consumer confidence also showed that sentiment has fallen back 1.5% in the past week. Tonight will be very busy in the US. An update on retail spending will receive attention. We've got a number of large companies releasing profit results, including Netflix, Morgan Stanley, and also JP Morgan. The Aussie dollar by 70.3 US cents.